This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello and welcome. My name is Fredina Moore, and I'll be reading this week's issue of Essence Magazine. In the news, this philanthropy summit is elevating the legacy of Black families and charitable giving. The 8th Biennial African American Philanthropy Summit convened leaders from across the country who believe in the power that philanthropy holds to create change within the Black community. Article by Raina Reed Rayford, updated April 23, 2024. The 8th Biennial African American Philanthropy Summit convened leaders from across the country who believe in the power that philanthropy holds to create transformative change within the Black community. The summit was hosted by the African American Philanthropy Committee, AAPC, of the Cleveland Foundation, which has been serving as a national model in community engagement since 1993. The organization launched the summit as a signature event in 2010 to engage the African American community on charitable giving and honor African American philanthropists in the region. This year's summit was held on April 13 at the Tri-C Corporate College East in Northeast Ohio. There, philanthropic visionaries met to drive the conversation forward and increase visibility around why it's so important for Black people to be active philanthropic participants. The 2024 theme was Philanthropy and the Black Family, Elevating from Moment to Movement. Per the press release, sessions included leaders from across the region and culminated with a keynote from distinguished professor, author, preacher, and media personality, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. According to a study from W.K. Kellogg Foundation and Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, nearly two-thirds of Black households donate to community-based organizations and causes to about $11 billion each year. Black households tend to give more of their discretionary income, as much as 25% more, to charitable causes than other segments of society. In addition to large gifts, Black donors provide substantial small gifts, collective giving to Black families, churches, civic organizations, and are making a broad impact. These numbers show that Black people have incredible philanthropic power on top of our spending property. It shows that Black people have incredible philanthropic power on top of our spending power. As such, Black families can be leveraged and their donations directed in ways that move our communities forward. The Biennial African American Philanthropy Summit celebrates the deep legacy of Black philanthropy that has fueled movements and sustained communities for generations. Cleveland Foundation Board of Directors Chair Constance Hill Johnson told Essence. Since 2010, the event has grown to become a premier gathering of leaders and change makers with a focus on generating critical conversations and inspiring action across our community. Black philanthropy has shaped the Cleveland Foundation's history and continues to fuel our work today, continued Lillian Curie, President and CEO, Cleveland Foundation. The African American Philanthropy Committee's model for collective community impact is central to our future and to sustaining the movement for equity and inclusion. The summit provides the space to elevate this important work, and we are excited to bring together leaders and voices from across Cleveland and beyond. This year's theme, Philanthropy and the Black Family, Elevating from Moment to Movement, explores how philanthropy can have a profound impact on empowering and uplifting Black families, and in turn, our communities, added Terry Bradford Eason, Senior Director, Philanthropy Equity Initiatives. Black families in particular have strong traditions of giving that often span generations. It is our hope that this moment sparks a movement of generosity and community change that continues in the months and years ahead. Philanthropy has a deep-rooted history for Black people. As historian Dr. Tyrone McKinley Freeman notes, traditions of caring and sharing are rooted in the way families were structured within communities in West Africa. These traditions were carried across the Atlantic by enslaved people, and they survived that passage. We see evidence of this as enslaved people created community on southern plantations. During slavery, these traditions bonded African Americans together out of necessity. Their response to the horrific evils they experienced was to care for each other. This gives rise to notions of others as your people, that you are all close, said Freeman. For more than 100 years, the Cleveland Foundation has built upon this legacy of giving back within the Black community. Under the foundation, since 1993, the AAPC has been promoting awareness and learning about how philanthropy can benefit and introduce wealth. Every 2 years, the committee convenes this summit to heighten the visibility of Black philanthropy and the people behind the scenes of this important work, the philanthropists. In other news, new University of South Carolina sculpture honors Black students who help integrate the university. Nearly 60 years after the University of South Carolina desegregated, they are recognizing the role of the school's first three Black students admitted with a statue in their honor. Article by Melissa Noel, updated April 23, 2024. The University of South Carolina unveiled a monument honoring the courageous actions of Robert Anderson, Henry Monteith Treadwell, and James Solomon Jr., who played pivotal roles in integrating the university 60 years ago. A 12-foot bronze monument commissioned by the Board of Trustees is now located near McKissick Museum on the historic horseshoe. For the unveiling, Treadwell, Solomon, and representatives from Anderson's family were joined by USC President Michael Emeritus, Board Chairman Thad Westbrook, and a host of civic leaders, according to a press release. This inspiring monument, standing tall at the heart of our historic horseshoe, will bear witness every day to the university's unwavering promise to provide education opportunities for all, said Emeritus. This is our responsibility to the people of South Carolina. Henry Monteith Treadwell, who initiated the lawsuit leading to integration at USC at the age of 16, became the university's first Black graduate since Reconstruction. Her remarkable academic journey continued with advanced degrees and a distinguished career in public health. Robert Anderson, a political science major from Greenville, and James Solomon Jr., a graduate student in the mathematics department, also made significant contributions to their communities and professions following their time at USC. Anderson's service in Vietnam and subsequent work in social services, along with Solomon's roles in education and state government, exemplified their dedication to public service. It has been a long journey, but a gratifying one that gives a sense of pride, knowing that my contribution will be a lasting monument to the building of a legacy that represents values of equality and justice, said sculptor Basil Watson in a statement shared via a press release. The monument's location near the Osborne Administration Building and the university's Visitor Center holds historical significance, serving as a reminder of the university's journey toward inclusivity and progress. in money and career. How to command the room and calm your anxiety in an interview to land the job. Don't let your nerves get in the way of securing the bag. By Jasmine Rowley, updated April 23, 2024. Congratulations. You've secured a job interview with a company you'd love to work for, but it doesn't stop there. Now, you have to make a favorable impression on the interviewers. If this sentence just sent a chill down your spine, you're not alone. An overwhelming 93% of Americans confess to feeling anxious leading up to conversations with a hiring manager about a role they're vying for. So, as you see, it's perfectly normal to be nervous going into an interview for a job, even if you know you're perfect for the position. Here are a few tips to quell the anxiety. Create a script. Although you're going to be essentially talking about yourself, it's still helpful to write a few talking points out so your mind can have an idea of what to communicate during the interview. Just like a celebrity who has been prepped for a media interview with a journalist, going into a conversation with a sense of the important topics you'll be covering will help make you feel more prepared. Show up early, regardless of if the interview room is virtual or IRL, get there early. There aren't too many things you can control in life, but timelines isn't one. Think of it as a conversation, because it is. I know it's a special circumstance, but remember, this is quite literally a conversation with another person who is likely friendly and open. Take care not to elevate them too high in your head. Practice in the mirror. Once you've taken time to prep some sample interview questions, check sites like Glassdoor or The Muse for guidance. That's The Muse, capital M-U-S-C. And created a high-level script. Get in front of a mirror, a friend, or your phone camera and practice. This is a great way to check your facial expressions, body language, and temperament before going in front of the interviewer. Speak to your higher power. Some of our most successful figures practice visualization. See Michael Jordan, Oprah, and countless others. Also known as manifestation. Taking the time to purposefully think about a desire you want to fulfill actually works. Whether you pray, manifest, conjure, or another form of spiritual practice, connecting with a higher power is a great way to center your mind. Make a brag list. Sometimes while we're in the midst of getting work done, we can forget how much we've accomplished. Remind yourself. Take a look back at your resume, your LinkedIn profile, or even through other social media profiles where you've shared special accolades and write them all out. Remember, you may really want this job, but they'd be lucky to have you too. Godspeed. In other articles, money and career, business leaders are saying ChatGPT experience is more important than a college degree. Here's how to use that to your advantage. A recent report from Intelligent.com found that job candidates' knowledge of the tool significantly increases the hireability of applicants. Article by Jasmine Browley, updated April 23, 2024. ChatGPT has proven to be a useful tool to streamline administrative tasks in daily workflow processes. But a recent report says knowledge of the generative AI chatbot tool is actually the differentiator between someone getting hired or passed over for a job. Workplace resource platform Intelligent.com published a recent survey report that explored the critical role ChatGPT plays in the current hiring landscape for early careerists. Unsurprisingly, It is incredibly important. Shockingly, though, it is being positioned as more valued than a college degree. While a college education provides a strong theoretical foundation of knowledge, the ability to learn and adapt new tools like generative AI, large language models, and automation in real-world scenarios has become increasingly vital across many industries, the report states. This is especially true for entry-level positions, where the ability to leverage AI for problem-solving, increase productivity, and innovation can set candidates apart. The demand for such specific skills is a growing trend in employment sectors that prioritize real-world experience and technological fluency that can have an immediate impact on a business. The report found that out of the 800 people surveyed, 49% of business leaders view experience with ChatGPT to be potentially more valuable than a college degree. CNBC reported that recruitment websites feature hundreds of descriptions for open roles mention ChatGPT. Half of these postings are for technical AI engineering roles, while the other half are for marketing, copywriting, and social media roles. Over the past 18 months, ChatGPT and other generative AI tools and applications have dominated headlines and sparked endless debates about the future of AI in the workplace, says Intelligent.com's chief education and career development advisor, Huey Nguyen. The blazing pace of innovation and technological progress is reshaping what employers value in job candidates today. ChatGPT creates responses to prompts so that within seconds it becomes a companion tool to most content creation processes, from creating resumes to supporting salary negotiation. But every prompt is not made equal. It takes skills to get useful answers, says Hatim Rahman, an assistant professor of management and organizations at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, in an interview with The Hill. You can prompt the model to give answers back in a specific way. You can say, pretend you are a customer. How would you react to this product description? Things like that require some kind of understanding of how to get useful information from the model. Ultimately, it can help write everything: marketing proposals, editorial calendars, or coding for website building. Taking prompt engineering courses from sources like Coursera, that's capital C-O-U-R-S-E-R-A, Coursera, or Udemy, capital U-D-E-M-Y, Udemy, can be a great way to elevate your ChatGPT skills and edge out the competition. In beauty, product of the week, Cover Effects Total Cover Cream Foundation. An Essence beauty writer shares why this cream foundation is now a staple in his makeup bag, by Larry Stansberry, updated April 23, 2024. In an industry where there is an overwhelming amount of product launches daily, Product of the Week helps you cut through the noise to help you find your new beauty and wellness favorites. This series highlights the tried and true products that our writers can't live without. Can you keep a secret? I used to be someone that didn't wear makeup. When I was in school, I played Nico, the pool boy, in Legally Blonde, the musical. I had to wear makeup under the spotlights, showing off my chocolate skin. I put anything on, not realizing that it would break me out. In more recent years, I've still struggled with how to apply makeup properly. Recently, I went to a Cover Effects press event where Christopher Trotman did my makeup. He gave me a natural makeup look to round out my day while we chatted about being inspired by our mothers and getting and their getting ready processes growing up. We both agree that Discover FX products make people feel their best and love that there is a wide shade range, something for everyone. While I'm new to the makeup game, the one thing I love to use is a cream and powder foundation. As Trotman was applying the Cover FX Total Cover Cream Foundation, I was shocked at how well it covered my dark spots. The foundation is great for discoloration, redness, and blemishes, all while enhancing your natural features, Trotman tells me. After that, it's best to gradually blend it out until you achieve the coverage you desire. He also suggests finishing it off by setting the face with the Cover FX mineral powder. Upon my departure, I left the press event with goodies and used the Cover FX Total Cover Cream Foundation with the Skin Discovered Long Wear Concealer to make my skin look like velvet. Even though I'm new to makeup, I'm excited to reach for this foundation in my makeup bag. In other beauty news, this is the safest, expert-approved way to remove gel nail enhancements. Nail technician Rose Hackle tells us all the tips and tricks behind a damage-free removal process. Article by India S.B. Jones, updated April 23, 2024. Spring is mani-pedi season. Whether you're opting for micro French tips or dainty nail designs, your nail appointment is arguably the most important date of the week. And once the detailed flowers on your nail bed start to look like an overgrown garden, it's time to take them off. Nails should always be removed properly, celebrity manicurist Rose Hackle tells Essence. The best way to safely remove your nail enhancement is to have a nail tech that cares about your real, natural nail underneath. However, if time is limited, you may find yourself searching through the bathroom cabinets to remove your gel enhancements at home. Below, Hackle explains the safest way to remove your gel nail enhancements. What are gel nail enhancements? Whether you have a Gel X manicure or gel pedicure, removing the gel requires more than just a swipe of nail polish remover. According to OPI, a gel manicure is a coat of colored gel designed to look similar to regular nail polish. The difference is gel has a glossier finish and is cured under UV light, making your manicure last up to 3 weeks. When applied to your natural nail, your nail technician may first add a nail primer to raise your nail's pH for optimal adhesion, then bond adhesive to hold the gel on longer before painting on your color. Gel is also used as a nail extension alternative to traditional acrylics. Aprize Gel X trademark is a soft gel nail extension system with a more lightweight, natural-looking appearance and drill-free removal process. The nails are also pre-shaped, so no filing is needed. But you do have to install a new set every few weeks because they can't be filled in. Unlike hard gel, soft gel can be soaked off, which is the safest method of removal, according to Hackle. How to remove gel enhancements. File off top layer. Professionals agree removing your gel nail enhancement at the nail salon is the safest method. However, if you must take them off at home, first, use a file to scratch off the shiny layer from your enhancements, Hackle says. The coarse nail file will roughen the surface, breaking the gel seal so the soak-off process can remove the cured gel quickly and easily. Soak in acetone. As you may have noticed at the nail salon, technicians often wrap the client's fingertips in acetone soak cotton covered with aluminum foil. According to the AAD, you should apply a thin layer of petroleum jelly to your cuticle and surrounding skin to protect from drying acetone when removing at home. Hackle recommends you soak in acetone for 10 to 15 minutes by soaking cotton and wrapping it around your nails. To hold the cotton on the nail, it is also recommended you use plastic wrap instead of foil for a non-drip soaking process. It may be easier to work on one hand at a time as well. Use a cuticle pusher. Instead of using a removed nail extension to pry off others or scraping gel polish off of your natural nail, use a cuticle pusher to push the product off of the nail plate, she says. It is important to avoid damaging your nail plate or breaking your natural fingernails during removal, especially if you plan on booking an appointment for a new set. The goal is to remove the gel in the safest way possible, which requires intentional nail care throughout every step. Repeat. Remove what will come off and repeat the process until fully removed, she says. Never try to remove all of the product in one pass. From filing to soaking and pushing, all of the gel may not come off in the first soak. If it doesn't, rewrap the nail in 100% acetone soaked cotton and let the formula continue to break down the bonding until all of it is removed. Apply cuticle oil. After the nails are removed and your hands are washed, do not forget to apply cuticle oil during and after this process, as it's extremely drying, Hackle says. The oil and vitamins will not only help hydrate, dry, distressed cuticles, but also restore your nail bed and fingertips, which were left dry behind polish for the past 3 weeks. This step is vital to your natural nail health. What to avoid during removal. Do not use your nails as tools, she warns. Nails are a luxury and you should treat them as such. Think of them as a designer bag. You should also avoid overfiling your nails, which can make your nail bed thin and weak and nails more brittle and prone to breaking. Overdrilling the nail plate is the most damaging thing you can do, she says. Soaking is always recommended. Post-removal nail care. Now that your nail enhancements are soaked off, taking care of your natural nail is key to healthy post-removal. You care for your natural nails best by filing away corners so you can avoid chipping and breaking, she says, adding that it is healthiest to file them into a round shape. Apply cuticle oil daily, she adds, not just to the cuticle either, but also under the nail and on the nail bed as well. Your nails can chip because they're too dry. I finished reading this week's articles from Essence Magazine's April edition. Until the next week, take care of yourself and take care of each other. My name is Fredina Moore.